From the WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament in Madison, I'm Rick Armand with this Pernod Hazy Meets Wrestling Update, and we are about ready for the Kyler Neuberger Wrestleback match. Now, this match will be an important one for Kyler because this will determine, I should say, whether he's wrestling for third place or he's wrestling for fifth place. Kyler Neuberger at 48-5, the senior taking on Preston Cochaville of Holman, who is 40-10. Now, Kyler won his first match, lost his second match, and then has won every match after that. Cochaville, on the other hand, won his first couple of matches, but then lost yesterday late. And so he drops back into the bracket, and now the wrestlers are out on the mat, and we are underway. Kyler versus Preston. Kyler looks to go in deep for a single leg takedown, but is denied by the sprawl by Preston. Cochaville wearing his Holman uniform that's kind of a maroon color with gray, and obviously Kyler in his green and gold for the Golden Beavers. 27 seconds left in this first period. And Kyler again trying to reach back and get that single leg, but Preston with a nice sprawl as they wrestle near the edge of the mat. Nothing given as of yet. So we now have 13 seconds left in this first period, and the wrestlers will come back and start in the neutral position. Kind of just jockeying right now, trying to feel each other out a little bit in this first period. Kyler has really had a nice go-round here in the wrestlebacks. He's looked pretty strong, and that ends the first period. The referee asks Preston what he wants to do, and he says, you know what, I'll take the down position. That means Kyler will be up on top. He'll be trying to control the match from here on out. Kyler breaks down the near side arm, now looks in for a cross face on Preston Cochaville. Now he grapevines the body. And again goes in with a half Nelson, trying to get that half Nelson in and trying to get him over. But, Preston just pulls the reversal and as of yet has not gotten the points yet. And the official, I think, now will give him, well, not yet. He hasn't given him the points as of yet. He's trying to go in with a arm bar right now on Kyler, and Kyler has not given up the reversal, and Kyler might be getting out of this. If he can pull his head out, Kyler is kind of stuck right now in a position where he's trying to actually back out from behind, and he stays on top, and that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing that Kyler did not give up the reversal. We have a minute left in this second period and no score. Kyler slaps in the crossface, backs away from that one, now tries to gain a tight waist control as Preston tries to stand up. He's up on two, and now he's up on a hand and two legs, and Kyler breaks him back down and throws him back down to the mat. They'll come back to the center circle as they wrestle out of bounds. 44 seconds left. Kyler will be on top once again with no points as of yet in this match. Kyler tries to pin the arm down of Preston, and now he's got a chicken wing in and trying to roll Preston on that. He's got to get the other arm, though. He's got to reach through and get that other arm because right now Preston doing a good sprawl and using that outer arm is kind of a base. Kyler, again, grapevining the near side leg. Now he'll jump across and goes again with a tight waist with 14 seconds left. Kyler's done a good job in this period of not letting Preston off the ground, and obviously that makes Preston having to use up a lot of energy right now as he fights Kyler and tries to stay on his stomach and not on his back, and the second period comes to a close. Kyler's got the choice, and he says, let's go neutral position. So this all could come down to a takedown. Kyler goes in, tries to get the single leg. He's got the single leg, but now he's got to stand up. He gets both legs and gets the takedown. Kyler gets the takedown, and now he's got Preston on his back. He needs to get the back pressure going, but he couldn't do it. I think they're going to give him 2 points. Yes, the official is going to give Kyler 2 points. So Kyler leads right now 4-0. They wrestle near the outside of the mat as Preston tries to get his legs away, but Kyler won't let go, and now he lets go, and there's 1 point on the escape for Preston. Kyler Neuberger of Beaver Dam up 4-1 right now, goes in for another single leg takedown with a minute 14 left. No points as of yet. The official indicates, nope, got to get the head out. Once you grab that single leg and get behind, that's only two-thirds of the battle. The other battle is getting your head out, clearing your head, so you show control. And Kyler has not shown control yet. Now he does. Now he does clear the hips. And he's got another 2 points, and he leads 6-1. Kyler with a chance to wrestle for third place. Unbelievable. What a great turnaround for Kyler after that devastating loss. And now an escape for Preston, making it 6-2. 30 seconds left. Kyler again goes in deep, tries to get. Now, wrestlers right now are in a position where neither one is giving an inch, and they're kind of against each other, kind of a chest-to-back routine, heading in opposite directions, and the referee says, now let's stop this stalemate and get back to wrestling. 15 seconds left. Kyler, again, trying to, he's got to watch out right now because Preston, they call it potentially dangerous as Kyler's arm, oh, Kyler's in pain. Preston really yanked on that shoulder of Kyler. Oh, no. Kyler's in a lot of pain on the mat right now. That shoulder joint was pulled in a way that it probably should not have been. I don't know if it was hyperextended or not. Kyler's standing up, shaking it off right now. He's like, come on, let's get back to wrestling. Kyler's ready. He shakes it off and he's ready. That must have just scared the heck out of him. With 6 seconds left, all Kyler needs to do is stay away. 6-2. Kyler does a great job of staying away. He gets taken down for 2 points, but that's going to wrap up the match. So Kyler advances with a 6-4 decision, and that means that Kyler will be wrestling back for third place here at the WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament. Our Pern and Hazy Meets Wrestling Report brought to you in part by Columbus Family Dental, Air Care, Pine Hills Trucking, Ergo Bank, McKinstry's Home Furnishings, Metalcraft of Mayville, Richards Insurance, Beaver Dam Piggly Wiggly, and Kevin Carnine of American Family Insurance. From the Kohl Center and the 2022 Individual State Wrestling Tournament, I'm Rick Harmon.